Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
I want to invite you to turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Timothy. We're going to look over here in the 6th chapter. 1 Timothy chapter 6. We're going to go ahead and look down here in verse 12. Praise God. And let it minister to us. And if you don't mind, I'm going to do this. Hallelujah. If you can fan yourself, I can take my jacket off. Isn't that right? Praise God. But here in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12, the Apostle Paul is writing to the church, and he's writing specifically to here to Timothy, and he says, "Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." Now notice here that God, you know, I just kept praying, and as I was praying about this service, I kept hearing the words, "Fight the good fight of faith." And then I heard the Lord speak to him and said, most people don't know how to fight the good fight of faith. They don't have any idea. They've been taught about it, but they don't have a revelation of it. They don't know what to do to fight the good fight of faith. And then the Lord spoke to him and said, most people don't know who the fight of faith is against. Amen. And they don't know what all it entails. Why do we fight the good fight of faith? Well, to lay hold on eternal life. Somebody says, you mean I got to struggle for it? No, that's not what he's talking about. Eternal life here, for it comes from the Greek word, zoe, which means the God kind of life. And he says, lay hold on the God kind of life. He's saying, lay hold on the life that God has already purchased for you. And when you lay hold on the God kind of life, you lay hold on everything that life entails, praise God. See, the life of God has healing in it. The life of God has deliverance in it. The life of God has blessings in it. The life of God has goodness in it. Amen? 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 Hallelujah. So when he's saying lay hold on eternal life, he's saying lay hold on all the blessings that go with eternal life. And then notice that in the good fight of faith, he says, holding fast a good profession. Speaking forth, see that word profession means confession. He says that you're going to have to confess before many witnesses. He's saying when you fight the good fight of faith, it can't be a secret fight. He said you cannot believe God secretly and live for the devil openly. Can't live a compromised life. If you're going to walk in the victory that eternal life brings to you, you're going to have to live it before everybody. Amen. When the Lord Jesus Christ spoke to the fig tree and cursed it, He did it before everybody. Isn't that right? He didn't do it secretly. He did it openly. He walked it. He talked it. He declared His faith. He did the things that He was called. He was not ashamed of the gospel. He was not ashamed of His purpose and His commission. And what God is saying here is this. You're going to have to learn how to use your faith. You're going to have to lay hold on that which God has told you is yours. You're going to have to learn how to live it openly and above reproach and walk in integrity and live it so people know whose side you're on. Amen? And it's going to have a good confession with it. That means, you know, faith is going to have a confession. And then you're going to have to find out who you're fighting. See, a lot of people read Fight the Good Fight of Faith, and we think that we've got to go to God and beg and plead and squall and bawl and holler and talk Him into it and be like Jacob with the angel and wrestle with God all night long, and hopefully we'll get blessed by the morning time. And when God blesses you, He'll take something away from you. Amen. A lot of people think that. They think, well, you know, God will bless you, but it'll cost you some. Cost Jacob, you know, his thigh muscle, and it'll cost you something. Well, wait a minute, folks. Who are we fighting? Who is the fight of faith against? What's he mean? Fight the good fight of faith. Notice he didn't just say fight. Notice he didn't just say be strong. He said fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Well, who are we fighting, first of all? Well, you're there in 1 Timothy 6. Look in 2 Timothy chapter 2. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says right here in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. He says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Now, what is the grace that is in Christ Jesus? The God kind of grace. Amen. Now, what does grace do? It produces the God kind of life in us. It produces eternal life. You're saved by grace through faith. Praise the Lord. So he's saying, walk in the grace that brought you into the kingdom of God and be strong in it. Don't be strong in yourself. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in His grace. Be strong in His power. And then it goes on and says, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. There's the public part of it. See, I'm telling others about my faith in God. I'm telling others about what God's done in my life. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not hiding my witness under a bushel. I'm putting it on a lampstand, letting everybody see it. Amen. And then he goes on, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Notice that we are a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to have hard times. You see that? Notice in the next verse, in verse 4, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Now notice he says, now you're in a war. He says you're going to have hard times, and you're warring, and you're serving the Lord, and if any man also strive for the masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. Now, we begin to look in these three verses, verses 3, 4, and 5, we begin to get some revelation here. He says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier. What's he saying? Stand up under the attack of the enemy.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I mean, Peter wrote and said, why do you think it's strange concerning the fiery trial that is to try you, as though something strange has happened to you or something? He said, don't you understand? He says, endure hardness as a good soldier. He said, the devil's out here to attack you, folks. You're going to have hard times. And God says, stand up under the pressure.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Don't go bent out of shape and think you backslid just because you find yourself in a battle someday. Just because it looks like you know things aren't going the way you think they should, don't think that God has forsaken you. Don't think that you miss God. Listen, you don't have to miss God to be in a battle. You just have to be breathing.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I mean, you know, we're living in a war zone, folks. I mean, you don't have to go looking for a battle. You don't have to miss God to get in a battle. Just get up in the mornings and watch the flesh start taking in. Watch the machine gun bullets and the thoughts start hitting you. Watch the enemy trying to do things around your house and disrupt. I mean, you're in a war zone. He says, but you've got to learn to persevere those times. You've got to learn how to fight, praise God. You've got to learn how to stand up against the test that's coming against you. Amen? And then he says, you're warring in a warfare. And he says, he that warreth, he says, he doesn't get entangled with this. Meaning what? I refuse to let the attacks that are coming against me confuse me or get me defeated or get me wearied or get me tangled back up into it in the flesh. Why? Because I'm not serving the warfare. I'm not serving the attacks or the attacker. I'm serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And I've got to keep my eyes on Jesus right through this battle. You listening? I've got to keep my eyes on the Lord. I've got to remember what my purpose. Why am I doing here? What's going on here? What is the cause? What is the purpose? What is the reason that I'm trying to get across and get through this thing anyway? It is so that I can please the one who has called me and lay hold on his eternal life and walk in the blessings that he has given me. Amen?
Amen.
So now, notice he says you got to strive lawfully. What do you mean lawfully? Or you could say it like this, you got to fight according to the Word of God.
Amen.
Now, we're still talking about who we're fighting. If I'm fighting to please the Lord, and if I'm fighting off tests that are trying to stop me from pleasing the Lord, and I got to fight it according to the Word, and I got to persevere through to get what He asked for me, then who am I fighting? I'm not fighting the Lord. I must be fighting somebody that doesn't want me to please the Lord. I must be fighting somebody that doesn't want me to enjoy the life of God. I must be fighting somebody that wants to steal and kill and destroy. And he must be an opponent, not somebody that's for me. Amen?
Amen.
So who am I fighting? Well, jump over to Ephesians, the 6th chapter. See, we got to get our fight in the right focus, praise God. Some people grab the Word of God and say, bless God, I'm ready to fight. Who's my enemy? You are. Come here. Let's fight. Church down the street. Bless God, this denomination, that denomination, that preacher on TV. Whatever. Bless God, I'm going to fight them all. Well, you know, you're spoiling for the fight, and bless God, you got a lot of energy, but you're wasting it. Amen? Who am I supposed to be fighting, and who am I supposed to use my energy against? Well, let's find out. In Ephesians 6:10, he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Glory to God. So there again, Paul said in 2 Timothy 1, I'm to be strong in the grace that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And now he says, I'm to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Well, how do I get strong in the power of His might? There's two ways I'm going to get strong in the power of His might. Number one, in Hebrews 1:3 says He's upholding all things by the word of His power. So if I'm going to be strong in the power of His might, I'm going to be strong in the word of God. And number two, in Ephesians 3, He says that God will strengthen us in our spirit with all might according to the Holy Spirit that dwells in us. So I need to be full of the Spirit, praise God, full of the Holy Ghost. So if I want to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might, I got to be strong in His Word and strong in the Holy Ghost. Amen? Now, apparently if I'm going to be strong in the Lord and strong in the Holy Ghost, the Lord is not my problem and the Holy Ghost ain't my problem. Amen? So let's read on. He's going to give us some insight. Put on the whole armor of God. Surround yourself in God. Wrap yourself up in God. Get addicted to God. I mean, get fanatic for God. I mean, just live, eat, sleep, and breathe for the Lord God Almighty. I mean, focus your mind, your eyes, your heart, your being, everything about you upon the Lord, and don't let anything pull you back and get you entangled so that you cannot walk in what He has for you. Put on the whole armor of God. Why? That you may be able to stand against the wiles, plans, or schemes of the devil. Who is the fight of faith against, folks? It's against the devil. And verse 12, for we wrestle not, or we could say it like this, we fight not against flesh and blood. My fight isn't against people. That's why you don't hear me attacking people from the podium. That's why I don't retaliate when people put us down and fuss at us or say something. And we've had all kinds of opportunities to do that. I had one minister, he came to me and he said, I knew that you were a man of integrity because I knew some things were going on and I knew some situations, but you know, firsthand. And whenever I talked to you about it, you just said, well, you ought to pray for him. I don't know. And he said, I knew you knew about it because they'd already told all the things about you and spread all the things about you. And I knew you knew about it, but you didn't say anything. You just said, well, you ought to pray for him, go on. Amen. He said, that's when I knew I could trust you, praise God. Well, I don't have, that ain't my problem. Other people that don't have any more gumption than just to fight somebody else, they're not my problem. Why should I get entangled in gossip? Why should I get entangled in the war of words? Why should I get entangled with this guy, whether he believes the Bible or he don't believe the Bible? You ever thought about that? Now, I'm going to contend for the faith. I mean, if you want to come in here and blatantly stand against the doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'll rebuke you, tell you you're wrong, and that'll be the end of it. But I'm not going to argue with you. And you know what? I'm not going to leave mad at you. And I'm not going to leave frustrated about you. I'm going to forget it and go on, praise God. Somebody says, how you do that? Well, you choose not to remember it, and you choose to keep your eyes on the Lord, and you refuse to let the devil dig you back down in the flesh and entangle you with all that junk. Why? I'm too busy reaching out for the eternal life and the life of God and the blessings of God and the purpose of God to get bound up in your little feud.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.